Hello, everyone. Tonight, our subject is the gift of hope. And the reading is from Habakkuk, chapter 3, 17 to 19. God graciously divided our life into days, months, and years so that we could let go of our yesterdays and live in the hope of tomorrow. God offers free forgiveness and the blessing of forgetfulness of all the past with its failures and mistakes. But for the future, He gives us the gift of hope, excitement, and expectation. As Israel was languishing in Babylon, it had already lost its beloved land, lost its precious temple, their homeland, and their beloved Jerusalem. Jeremiah comes with the message from the Lord in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. This was a message that rang in their ears and flooded their hearts with hope. Hope was something they cherished, because instead of the finality of Babylon, there was hope again for a blessed future. Instead of a dead end in Babylon, there was hope of a return to their beloved homeland. Instead of the pain and sorrow and their captivity, there was hope for a better future. Instead of a strange life in Babylon, there was hope for a life in Israel. Author Emil Brunner said, "What oxygen is for the lungs, hope is for the soul." To talk about hope, hope gives a vitality for life. It gives us the courage to dare. It gives us the confidence to deal with our daily frustrations, knowing it will get better tomorrow. Hope is the key for the future to unlock all of God's amazing possibilities. Hope is the gift from God by which we can wrestle the warfare of today and wait upon the victory of tomorrow. Hope opens the floodgates of the Lord's power for our future days. We cannot muster hope by ourselves, and we cannot have hope by ourselves. Hope must come from something or someone. Real and genuine hope comes only from the Lord. His resurrection floods hope into all of us. As we cling to Calvary, the greatest victory of all. The worst thing man did to Christ was on Calvary, yet even that brought the best hope for all mankind, the hope for eternity. God is always with us, coaching us to the future as He oversees it. He has a plan, and that plan is for our good. There is a difference between reality and hope. Reality leads to hopelessness, but hope leads in spite of reality. Reality is the state and condition of present events, and it leads to hopelessness, but hope looks to the future with great expectation. We must be honestly realistic, but genuinely hopeful. The reality of Jeremiah's condition was real. The city was in ruin. The temple was ransacked and destroyed. The best citizens were deported to Babylon. The ones left behind were impoverished. Families were scattered and separated. Spoils were taken away, and the whole nation was plundered. These are the facts of his condition. Their state, according to Jeremiah 8:15, was this. They said, "We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of help, and behold, trouble." In Lamentations 1:3, Judah has gone into exile under affliction and under harsh servitude. She dwells among the nations, but she has found no rest. All her pursuers have overtaken her in the midst of distress. And in Jeremiah 1:5 we read, "Her adversaries have become her master. Her enemies prosper. The Lord has caused her grief because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her ones have gone away as captives before her adversary." And in Lamentations 1:16, we hear Jeremiah saying, "For these things I weep, mine eyes runneth down with water." But hope grips hold of Jeremiah. In Lamentations 3:21-32, he says, "I have hope. The Lord's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is good unto those that wait for him. Hope is good to make us wait for his salvation. The Lord will not cast us forever. Though he causes grief, yet he will have compassion, according to the multitude of his mercy. Men sometimes place their hope in all the wrong things, but Jeremiah placed his hope in God." Anything or anyone we place our hope in will fail us. No source of hope outside the Lord is reliable and will eventually disappoint us. We must never misplace our hope. Our plans for the future may pull us with our own longing that things will happen as we have planned or dreamed, but life seldom works out as we have planned. What we really need is a hope that is more than wishful thinking or blind expectations. We need a hope that is based on God's faithfulness. Unbelievers see only a hopeless end, but the believer rejoices in an endless hope. The King of Prussia, Frederick the Great, said, "The time I live in is a time of turmoil, but my hope is in God." Hope cheers our day and always urges us to go on, no matter how dark the past. Abraham kept hoping in God's promise, and therefore he kept going. Joseph kept hoping and believing, and he also kept going. Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night or snow of day keep the postal courier from the completion of their appointed round. Someone said, "Next to the gospel of love, the gospel of hope is perhaps the most blessed gift in life. There is no medicine like hope. No greater incentive, and no better tonic that is so powerful than hope. Because of the gift of hope, may we persevere through our journey, endure our appointed sorrow, face our losses with courage, handle our trials and pain with faith, continue to serve faithfully amidst all injustices, and follow the footsteps of our Savior. May the gift of hope deepen our trust in God and give us a greater confidence about the future. So hope in God when a delight is taken away from you. Hope in God when a comfort is removed from you, when a prayer is denied, when a dream is crushed, when a security is removed. Hope in God when a plan falls through, because hope is the thread that connects us to God's promises to a better future. Amen.